Governments of Britain and Australia, they jointly warned of the possibility of an imminent attack on Kabul airport by ISIS-K, that remnant group of Islamic State that has continued to wage acts of terrorism in Afghanistan. And remember, just a few days ago, in announcing that he was planning to wrap up the evacuation of Americans and Afghans from Kabul on August the 31st, President Biden warned the American public of the risks of a terror strike.
They're real and significant challenges that we also have to take into consideration. Every day we're on the ground is another day we know that ISIS-K is seeking to target the airport and attack both U.S. and allied forces and innocent civilians.
So now we wait to see what President Biden does. What's he going to do to secure American troops at the airport amid reports that the administration is concerned additional terror strikes may be imminent? And what is going to happen to the 1,500 Americans, other foreign nationals, and countless thousands of Afghans whom the United States was planning to evacuate by August the 31st? Will the president extend the deadline for the evacuation effort, as some Democrats on Capitol Hill are now publicly demanding, or might he wrap it up even sooner?